Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to another broadcast with Purpose Kingdom Network. And I am your host, Arthenius Colvin, with One Touch Transformation. And I bring you greetings from the state of South Carolina, and I welcome you again. Truly, it is great to be alive. It is great to experience another day of mercies. Just great just to be alive more than anything, you know, because there's so much going on in this world, so many things happening, but in the midst of it all, God is still keeping us. He is still protecting us and watching over us, and for that, I give him thanks and I give him praise. He's been so good to us. And when we really just think about who he is, what he's done for us, what he's doing for us right now, I can't help but give God praise and give him thanks because, like I said, we so much is going on and we never know what's going to happen. But while we have a chance, while we have an opportunity to give him thanks and to give him praise, we need to take advantage of it. From the time we wake up in the morning to the time we lay down in our bed, we should be giving God thanks because he does not have to do the things that he do, but I'm so glad that he does. I'm so glad that he shows compassion. He shows mercy and grace towards us. And so I am just so excited to be up here tonight to share of his good news and share of his goodness, share of his grace and his mercy that he shows even towards you. So I appreciate you tuning in and listening wherever you are. And I pray that whatever is said tonight, that God will get the glory out of it. And I pray that it will help you in some kind of way, whether it'll build you, empower you, encourage you. But most of all, again, I pray that God gets the glory out of it. Again, my name is Arthenius Colvin, and I am with One Touch Transformation. One Touch Transformation is my nonprofit organization, which is now 10 years old. We are celebrating 10 years this year. I'm so excited about what God has done, how he has allowed us to go out into the community and fulfill our mission, which is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. It has been such a great journey, such a learning experience. I have met so many beautiful people along the way while he's allowed me to help and encourage and spread awareness all at the same time. And I'm just truly grateful for the work that he has allowed me to do because truly I could not have done it on my own. I started this organization simply off of sharing my very own story of surviving childhood sexual abuse. Yes, I am a survivor going on, it's been 10 years. This is actually my 11th year of freedom. And so I shared my story 11 years ago and started the organization a year after. And so I held on to the story, or I won't even really say held on, but I was silent for 20 years because I was, you know, ashamed, embarrassed, didn't know how to say it, didn't want to talk about it. And so I've never said anything for 20 years. And this is very typical of survivors when they go through trauma, whether it's child abuse, sexual abuse, domestic violence and that sort. But anytime something traumatizing happens to a child, it is not unusual for that child to remain silent, or victims in general to remain silent. And generally, victims remain silent for different reasons. Like I said, I shared my reasons why I remained silent. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I thought I was to blame. I was upset with myself because I did not say anything initially. I did not give any pushback. So there was so much going on in my head at the time. I was only a child. I was about 6 years old when I was abused by a family member. And so, like I said, it wasn't until 20 years later that I finally spoke up. And it was one of the hardest decisions that I made, but it was also one of the best decisions that I made, you know, wanting to heal, wanting to get help, wanting to be free. And sometimes that can be difficult for victims and survivors, It's not easy sharing your story. Trust me, I know. But once you do it for the first time, it immediately feels like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders and you're able to live in freedom. And that's what I have been experiencing the past 10, 11 years, just living in freedom. Doesn't mean that it erased the fact that it happened. No, you'll never forget what happened. But you're able to live and not allow your trauma and not to allow your past to dictate who God has called you to be and where he has called you to go, what he has called you to do. And so that's the beauty. That's the beauty in sharing your story and just being free. I often quote the scripture where he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so in order to live a life of abundance, you got to be free. It's hard to live a life of abundance when you still feel bound and captured in your past. And, you know, it's hard. It's difficult. But once you release your past and once you give it to God and, you know, do what you need to do to experience true freedom and true healing, then you can live a life of abundance. And it's not necessarily about the material things when we're talking about living a life of abundance, but it means that you have a peaceful life. You have a freeing life. You live a life where you don't feel weighed down. And I do understand, like, you know, a lot of what I'm saying, you might be saying, hey, this is easier said than done. But remember, life and power is in our tongue. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. And so if we want to be free, if we want to be healed, then, hey, we got to start talking. We got to start speaking. I'm not saying that you have to share your past with everybody or with the world on a large platform, but it is a great idea to share with someone that you confide in, someone that you can trust. And it's okay if you go to therapy. Listen, I went to my therapy sessions, and it was very helpful. I learned so much about my trauma. I learned a lot about what triggers me. I learned a lot about who I was in that moment or in those years, who I was becoming. So it was very helpful. So do not feel bad if you have to seek therapy. You can still seek therapy and be a believer. Still seek therapy and still know Jesus. There's nothing wrong with therapy. And a lot of times I do recommend it. I really do. I suggest it because I know how it helped me. And I'm not saying that you have to go, but I'm just suggesting that that's just one avenue that you can take that will add to your healing. And you know, I'm saying if you really want to be healed, there is, you know, you have to make that decision. No one can make the decision for you. I had to make that decision. And so shortly after starting my journey of healing, a year later, I started One Touch Transformation. And as I stated earlier, we are celebrating 10 years. I am so excited. I'm grateful. I am just, you know, when I look back over these past 10 years, I'm just amazed. I am amazed and truly, truly grateful for the paths that I have crossed, the people that I've met, the support that I've had within my community, within my church family, within my family itself, within my friends, my circle. Like, everyone has been so supportive, and I just cannot thank them enough. I can't thank God enough for what I've been able to do with this organization. And I'll share more about what's going to be going on next month because it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, April, and we're going to be, you know, celebrating all month, recognizing, you know, the beauty and freedom or the beauty and healing. So I'll talk more about that at the end because I don't want to prolong the time, but, you know, I'm just giving God thanks. That's all, giving God thanks, and he deserves the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And so let's go ahead and get started with tonight's talk or topic. So I want to talk about the little things. And so I'm going to ask you to please forgive me. I am battling with this pollen just like many of you out there might be. It gets to me every single year, every season when this comes around. As soon as that pollen starts falling, it tries to get the best of me, but I'm not going to allow it to get the best of me. I'm just going to push through it, and we're going to be all right. All right, so Thank you again for tuning in. We're listening to episode 1984. We're almost at 2000. So exciting. I'm excited to be a part of Purpose Kingdom, and it's truly been a blessing for me. And I pray that each time that I do come on air, that it is a blessing to someone else. So shout out to Purpose Kingdom for even allowing me this opportunity to share a platform with them, because it's not every day or everywhere or every ministry that will allow you to even speak on such a topic of sexual abuse. And I'm sure it's probably not surprising that a lot of churches are not so welcoming when we're talking about sexual abuse. But I must give a shout out to the few churches within my community in South Carolina who has allowed me to come and do an open forum on sexual abuse. So shout out to, House of God in Hartsville, to my local church, my father's church, Fellowship of Christian Movement. And there is a church in Camden. Please forgive me, I cannot remember all of the correct church's name, because it's been a while. But shout out to that church in Camden, and also to Antioch and Florence. Shout out to them as well and their pastors, because, like I said, not everyone is so welcoming to the topic when we're talking about sexual abuse. But there are a few that are willing, so we appreciate that. All right, so the little things. So let's start with the scripture, Philippians 1:6, very familiar scripture, and I love this scripture. I would say it's one of my favorites. I've been able to apply this scripture to my life, and maybe you have too. So Philippians 1:6, and this is the NIV. Says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So again, that's Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. All right, so we all have been called or chosen to fulfill certain missions or assignments on this earth. We all have a purpose, in other words. For some, it may take them a while to figure out what their purpose is. Others, they immediately know what their purpose is. There may be more than one purpose. And, of course, sometimes there are more than one assignment, and that is okay. Because, God knows who he wants to use in different areas, different arenas. He chooses individuals to carry out his work, to fulfill different missions, to fulfill their purposes. So God chooses these individuals, and there's a work that he places inside of them. There are gifts that he placed inside of us. And so we know that those gifts come from God, those skills, those talents, everything, every project, every mission that you're sent out to fulfill, it comes from God. And so in Philippians, he's saying, being confident of this, when you know what your calling is, when you know what your gift, your skills, your talent, the work that God has placed inside of you, whatever that mission that he has called you to fulfill, whatever the purpose is, whatever the assignment, you must be confident of it. Being confident of this work, being confident of this gift, being confident of this mission, being confident of your purpose, being confident of your skills, your talents, your gift, whatever he has placed inside of you. Be confident and know that if he began a good work in you, he will carry it on to completion, meaning he's going to make sure it is fulfilled. He's going to make sure that it is carried out, no matter how big or how small. Sometimes we kind of overlook the things that appear to be small, or from our perspective, it seems like, oh, this ain't nothing. But no, if God placed it inside of you, and if it's a job, if it's a work, or if it's a mission that he wants you to fulfill, there's nothing small about it. We've got to change our perspective on what God places inside of us. And we don't even realize sometimes how huge it is. To us, it appears to be small, or it appears to be, oh, it's just this little thing. But when this comes from God, it is huge, because we must realize that whatever he places inside of us is not about us. It's for us to fulfill, but it's also for his glory, and it's for someone else, whoever he's going to have you connected to. It's for them. So we have to change our perspective on what God has placed inside of us. We can't just look at it as just being, oh, it's just this little small thing. No, it's huge, and we have to look at it as being huge, or it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Anytime you're doing work for God, it's a huge deal. Sometimes your work, your gift, your skill, your talent, your purpose, your assignment, your mission, it can mean life or death for whoever it's going to be connected to or who you're going to be connected with. You never know, because we don't know why God has us connected to certain people or different areas. We may not know right off the bat, like, okay, God, why are you sending me here? God, why are you having me to fulfill this mission or this assignment? We may not know right then, but it's not until we actually get in it or while we're experiencing what we're doing, it's like, oh, it starts tying together. It starts making sense. Like, oh, this is why you called me. This is why you chose me. Now it makes sense. And then we can even go back to Romans 8 and 28, where it says, and we know that in all things, it works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So everything that God allows us to go through, everything that he puts us through, is working for the good of us, because we love him and we've been called according to his purpose. Whatever the purpose is in this moment, it's working together. And so, again, we have to change our perspective on our gifts, our talents, our skills, our purposes, our missions, our assignments, whatever God has placed inside of us. Change your perspective, because anything that is sent by God or placed inside of you from God, it's a huge deal. And because our perspective is often jaded by, you know, whether our peers, by society, the different distractions in this world, the influence that we may come across, just even being on social media, because our perspective is often jaded by all of those things, sometimes it will cause us to, you know, stop dreaming, so to speak. Like, when was the last time you dreamed, like really dreamed? You know, as kids, we had such huge imaginations, but whenever we become adults, what happens to our imagination? What happens to our dreams? Those huge and creative and out-of-world dreams that we once had as a child, it slowly or sometimes quickly dwindles as we get older. So it's like, what happened? And so because we don't have such a great imagination anymore, and because we're not dreaming anymore, it's like everything becomes so challenging and we really don't want to act on anything. It's like, okay, this is just too much for me. Everything that we once wanted to do, it's like we no longer want to do it because it's too much. But what if God placed that inside of you as a child? And, you know, there are some things that will change as we get older, and even as we continue to grow older, things will change. The mission might change, but if it's that same purpose, if you know that God called you to fulfill a purpose, the route may change a little bit, but what he's placed inside of you, that's not going to change, you know, if God placed that inside of you. So we have to be confident that if he started this good work in us, he's going to make sure that it is completed. And it may not just be a one-time event. Most of the time, it's not a one-time event. If there's a calling on your life, you're not just going to go speak that one time and that's it. Because he says it's going to complete it until the return of Christ Jesus, the day of Christ Jesus. So he hasn't returned yet and you're still living. You haven't died. So that means your work must continue. So you're going to continue to complete that work over and over until, you know, it's time. So again, change your perspective on what God has placed inside of you. So we can't just look at it being the little things. Even though it may start off small, that is fine, but God can work with the little things. He works with the little things. He doesn't have to have anything massive in order for him to be glorified. He doesn't have to have the greatest project. You don't have to do the greatest project in order for God to be glorified. No. It's the little things that we often take for granted, or not just take for granted, it's the little things that we overlook. We feel like, oh, we're just this small person, and I get that you're trying to be meek and you're trying to be humble and have a modest attitude, which is perfectly fine. But do not allow that to get in the way of what is really inside of you. God has placed some great things inside of different individuals, and you know, we have to really change our perspective of what's inside of us. We cannot allow anything or anyone to even belittle what God has placed inside of us. So do not allow anything or anyone to even belittle what God has placed inside of you. Even if they call it small, even if they call it little, so what? What God has placed inside of you, it is a huge deal. And he needs you to fulfill it. He's going to allow you to complete it until, you know, it's finished. So don't let anyone stop you from fulfilling your purposes or fulfilling those assignments that God has placed inside of you. You need to carry it out with confidence. Know that everything that is big, it has to start small. Think about seeds. Seeds are, you know, very small. And we know that when we're looking at a flower or a plant or even a fruit, it wasn't just a fruit. It came from a seed. It came from a small seed, this little seed that was planted under the ground. And it took time. And as it began to grow and grow and grow, then it became something great, something tasty, enjoyable. So that's why you cannot overlook those little things. Those little things one day become great. So remember that everything that started, that everything that's big, it once was small. But if you do little things like they are big things, like the scripture says, you've been faithful over a few things. If you've been faithful over a few things, I'll make you rule over many. God rewards even the small things that you do, and I'm a witness to that. God will reward you for the small things that you do. If what you do is not predicated by numbers or who's in the room, God will still reward you. I can't tell you how many times as a worship leader, whether it's been at my home church or at other churches where I've had to, you know, minister through praise and worship, it wasn't always a full house, but that does not bother me. I do not allow that to deter me from doing what I'm supposed to do. It's the same way even with speaking engagements. If I'm going to speak, if that's my mission, I'm not worrying about how many people are going to be there. That's not what allows me to speak or what encourages me to speak. That's not what determines if I do speak. Because if I'm called and I know it's from God, then I'm going to fulfill that assignment. I'm going to fulfill that mission. I'm doing it with confidence. I'm confident if there's 5 people in the room, 10 people in the room, or even 1,000 people in the room, I'm confident either way, and that's the confidence we have to have. Wherever we are, whoever we're speaking in front of, it does not matter who is sitting out there looking at us. We have to be confident in what's inside of us. God has placed that inside of me. So if I'm singing in front of 5 people, I'm singing like I'm singing in front of a huge crowd. I do it all the time. And I'm not, you know, nowhere near boasting or bragging, but I'm just talking about why I do it. And it's not based off of how many people are sitting out there in the audience or how many people are sitting out there in the congregation. Don't worry about that. Numbers do not faze me. I do it because I'm called to do it, and I do it to glorify God. I do it because I still know someone out there, whether it's five people or whether it's 1,000 people, someone out there needs it. I may not know who it is, but, hey, I'm doing it all for God. And so even when it comes to whatever you are called to do, you cannot allow numbers to determine how well you perform or how well you minister or how well you carry out the assignment. Do not know, because that it's not about that. It's not about us. It's all about God being glorified. And we cannot worry about the numbers. The moment that we start worrying about who's going to be there, how many people are going to be there, we make it about us. We make it about us because now we're getting to the point where, okay, well, if it's not enough people there, I'm not showing up. No, sir, and no, ma'am. That is not the way it's supposed to be. But God will reward us, even with the small things, especially if you are doing those small things as if they are major things. Because guess what? It's still a huge deal. Like, who do you think God is going to reward the most? Someone who's ministering before five people or ministering before 5,000 people? Who is God going to reward? He's going to reward both if their heart is in the right place. So there's no, you know, getting more or getting more brownie points when you have more people up under you listening or watching. It's not about that. It's not about that. But if you do those small things like there are big things, God can bless that. He can bless those small things, and it will grow. It will grow. When I started One Touch Transformation, it was just me and my mom. Me and my mom, and we had a small office space in our, you know, in our area in Florence. And I'm telling you, I worked my baby like, you know, it was a huge corporate office. As a matter of fact, before I even got the office space, I started buying small office supplies and just keeping it in my trunk. I mean, I was so serious about it. I was serious about the work. I was determined. I was confident. I was confident that one day that I would have office space. And so I remember buying and gathering little things that I could for an office, even though I did not have an office. And so when I got an office, I was so confident and like, oh, I'm really about to work this thing. And that's how we have to do. That's how we have to be, that confident, like knowing like, okay, it may seem small, but, you know, we're going to run this like this is a big business. and I get the term small business, but even with small businesses, you run it like it's a big business. You're still confident in your small business, and people will support small businesses. So do those little things like they're big things. A.W. Tozer, he said, a low view of God is the cause of 100 lesser evils. A high view of God is the solution to 10,000 temporal problems. Read that again. A low view of God. So still tying in being confident. So we have to be confident in what God has placed inside of us, but we also got to be confident in who God is. But it says a low view of God is the cause of 100 lesser evils, but a high view of God is the solution to 10,000 temporal problems. So if we have this low view of God, this small little view of God, like, yeah, it could be the cause of 100 lesser evils, but there's still going to be some evils out there. But because we only have this low view, it's like we're still battling with a lot of things. But when we have this high view of God, it can become the solution to 10,000 temporal problems. Think about all the problems that we all deal with daily. Just in this world, there is so much. But if we just understood and could just tap into the power of God, having this view of God, and know like how powerful he really is, being confident in knowing how powerful he is, it can be the solution to 10,000 temporal problems. So many things that we deal with just in this world. Like, even though we know where we live, it is temporary, but while we're here, we have to deal with these temporal problems. But if we are confident in the power of God, then, hey, we got to have this higher view of God. And so when he gives us our calling, we need to know and see it and have that, like I said, a better perspective and know exactly what he is calling us to do and really grasp on to how powerful it is so that God can be glorified in the work that he places inside of us. Like when we really trust in it and have confidence in it and really fulfill the work, man, you're talking about the glory of God just being shown everywhere. But sometimes it takes a little time to get there. But, there's always room for growth. So God is so capable of doing anything. He is capable of doing anything. And, I mean, endless possibilities. Just a myriad, innumerable of how he can just do anything, perform miracles, healings, deliverance. I mean, anything that you can think of that you may need from God, he is capable of doing it, of fulfilling it. Now, will he do it every single time? Maybe, maybe not. But that does not mean he's not capable of doing it. Just because he doesn't heal an individual, just because he doesn't deliver another individual does not mean he's not capable of doing it, because he's God, he's sovereign, so he makes his own decisions. So do know that, but it does not take away of his capability. So when we realize, like really, really recognize the power of God, those small things that he placed inside of us don't seem so small, especially when you see the glory of it all. When you really see how he is glorified, when you see the work, how it does what it's supposed to do. You know, whenever you do what you're supposed to do, your work, it will speak for itself and it will do what it's supposed to do if you're doing what God has called you to do. Now, sometimes we can get a little selfish and want to do it our way, or try to do it on our own instead of doing it God's way, or trying to rush or feel like we have a better way, and we end up messing things up. And that's not what God wants us to do. In order for us to be effective, we definitely have to make sure that we are submitting to his ways, because remember, our ways are not like his ways. Neither are our thoughts like his thoughts. We do not think the way that God does. Our ways are nothing like his ways. So our way may seem like it's easier for us, but that's not the route God may want you to go. We might want to go right, but God may want you to go left. So being confident, we got to trust him. Even with the work that he placed inside of us, we got to trust his route. We've got to trust his decisions for our lives. We got to trust, when and where and how to move. So even though he has given us these gifts, he's given us these skills and these talents, we still have to make sure that we are trusting how he wants us to utilize these gifts, how he wants us to fulfill these assignments. Because we may have one way in mind, but God, he may be thinking another way. He's saying, no, I don't want you to use it there. I don't want you to go that route. I don't want you to sing there. No, that's not for you. That place is not for you. So we definitely have to make sure that we have enough confidence in God and trust him enough to make sure that we are listening and following the Spirit, because the Spirit will lead us. It will guide us. It will give us that spirit of discernment so we'll know, okay, I'm not supposed to go there, or that assignment is not for me, or that particular assignment is not for me. He or she is not assigned to me. Because sometimes we try to take on a lot of assignments that are not meant for us. So we can't be greedy. We definitely cannot be greedy. What God has for you, it is for you. So if you know that it's for you, if God has led you, if the Spirit has led you, not anyone else, do not let anyone get in your ear making you think that every assignment is yours or every assignment is for you. So that's one of those little things that we have to keep in mind as well. We have assignments. We have those gifts. We have those skills and those talents and the purpose that he's placed inside of us. But those little small things, we got to look out for those as well, because it can trap us. It can hinder us from fulfilling that assignment if we're not careful, if we're not listening to the voice of God, if we're not allowing his Spirit to lead us, then we can end up in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong person at the wrong church, you know? So those are little things that we do have to pay attention to. It seems small, but hey, it can be detrimental if we're not following his voice or listening to his voice and listening to the Holy Spirit. So little things like that, yes, definitely pay attention to it. All right, so being confident, being very confident, having trust in what God has placed inside of us. He began that good work in us for a reason, and he's going to allow us to complete it, to carry out until completion. The other scripture that I want to go to is Job 8 and 7. Job 8 and 7. All right, so notice the first scripture came from the New Testament, but this one's back in the Old Testament. So even in Job, it said, though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. So even Job knew how things can start so small, but in the end it continues to grow. Again, the seeds that we plant, the small things that we do, it will grow, which is why we cannot overlook any of it. We can't overlook any of it because it is all meaningful. It is all connected. It is all working for our good. So we have to change our perspective on the little things. Change your perspective on the little things. Little things, they do matter. Little things turned into big things. Your beginning is small, but in the end, it's going to increase. And it said abundantly. Not just increase, but increase abundantly. So we're talking about a lot of growth here. A lot of growth. Not just adding on, but exponentially. It's going to grow exponentially. So again, change your perspective on the little things. The little things, they do matter. And so now you got to ask yourself, like, the things that I'm doing for Christ, the gifts, all of the talent, the skills, assignments, missions, just include everything, all of that, what God has placed inside of you. How do you view it? Is it just another journey? Or just another service that I got to go to? Or, you know, is it just another event? Or do we really view it as a huge deal? If we change our perspective, maybe, just maybe, we can look at it in a way where we can tell ourselves or encourage ourselves, oh, another chance to glorify God, another service to glorify God, another event to glorify God, another, you know, opportunity where I get to glorify God. Again, it's all about changing our perspective on things. Like, oh, man, I get to go encourage the people. Oh, man, I get to encourage and bring hope, express hope. Oh, man, I get to go sing so that they may feel you, see you, experience you, and worship you just for who you are so that you may be glorified. See how much better that sounds? Instead of just saying, oh, I got a gig, which I stopped using that because it's not just a gig. It's not just a gig. Opportunity. It's a blessing when someone is requesting your presence. You know, it is a blessing because not everyone gets that opportunity. And if you get that opportunity, whether it's going to be 5 participants there or 100 or 1,000, 5,000, hey, after you've consulted God and God has given you the green light, go so that he can be glorified. But instead of just looking at it as, it's just another little event or just another service, just another, no, change it. Change your perspective. It's an opportunity for God to be glorified. It's an opportunity to sing praises for his people. It's an opportunity for others to experience worship so they can see the God inside of you, an opportunity to speak life into these people, to spread the message of hope, to spread the message of healing, of deliverance, to spread the message of who God is, who he was, and who he is to come. Like, these are all opportunities and not just another little event or another little service. Or not even, even if we just don't put little in it, stop looking at just another, but it's an opportunity. And we should be excited anytime that we have the opportunity to share anything about God, whether you're singing, whether you're speaking, whether you're dancing, whatever it is, whatever that gift, utilize it to the glory of God. That whatsoever you shall do, do it to the glory of God. Do it to the glory of God because it's all about him. And he is using you. He could have chose anyone else to do what you do. But no, he chose you. He chose you. So be confident. Be confident in that gift. And use it. Use it so that he can be glorified. Use it and see it as an opportunity. Because you never know who is going to be in the room and needs to hear what you have to say or see what you do or experience your worship, experience your singing, your musicianship, whatever it is. There's so many gifts out there, so I don't want to just limit it to what I'm just talking about. But whatever the gifts are, countless gifts, they all can be used to the glory of God. That's why I said, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. And so I have purpose in my mind. Like whatever I do, whatever I say, whatever song I sing, whatever I speak, whatever I do, I want to do it to the glory of God. I want God to get the glory. The glory is not for any of us. It's not for me. It's not for you. We're not this omnipresent, all-sovereign, almighty God. That's not us. But that glory, it belongs to God. It belongs to him. As Miley Music said, all the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yes, all the glory, it belongs to him. The moment we get caught up and who's going to be there, how many people are going to be there, where is it going to be, when you start getting worked up about all of that is the moment you begin operating out of the flesh. I'm just being real. You're operating out of the flesh and you're no longer trying to operate out of the spirit because God is not concerned about any of that. He's concerned about souls. He's concerned about souls and the spiritual beings of people just being mended, the broken heart being healed, lives being saved, souls who are seeking salvation. That's what he's concerned about. He's not concerned about who's going to be there, how many people are going to be there, because whoever needs to be there, wherever you are, that's who is needed there. I've learned that over the years. Like, whoever is there, when I get there, they are meant to be there. It was meant for them. So whoever comes, they were meant to be there. Whoever don't come, at the end of the day, it is okay. They missed it. That's all. They miss out. They miss out on the opportunity. You got to start, like I said, change your perspective. They miss out on the opportunity to experience God maybe in a different way. And I'm not going to say a better way because, you know, but experience God in a different way because we bring different gifts. We bring different things when it comes to our gifts. So I'm not even going to say experience God in a better way. Yes, we want to experience him in a better way each time that we are in his presence. So, yes, I understand that. Yes, we want to experience him in a better way each time, but also in a different way. We don't want to get, you know, satisfied and so used to just the same old experiences. But no, God, I want to experience you in a different way. Every time that I'm in your presence, I want to experience you in a better way than it was last time. So again, change your perspective on the little things. Change it. So we're going to pause because we're coming to our time for prayer and call of salvation. Maybe someone who's listening may not know God, or maybe you may need your relationship mended back. And as long as there is still life, there's still hope. And you have a chance and an opportunity to come to Christ or to return back to Christ. God is so loving, shows compassion, and so whatever you have done within the past, whatever you have done, even up until this very moment, he tells us if we just confess our sins, that he is faithful and he is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness or all of our wrongdoings. So all you have to do is confess your sins and know that he is faithful and he is a just God and he will forgive your sins and cleanse you from all of your wrongdoings. Whether you are new to Christ or whether you are coming back to Christ, he loves you. He is not mad at you. That's one of Joyce Meyer's books. God is not mad at you. But God, he loves you. Behold, he stands at the door and he knocks. Will you let him in? He can stand at the door the whole time, but we have to be the one to let him in. He's not going to force himself inside, but he wants you to accept him freely. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you confess your sins and believe that he sent his son Jesus to die for you, then you can too have everlasting life. And so if you're ready to pray and accept Christ, or invite him back into your life, I want you to pray with me. Father, I thank you. Father, we thank you for sending your son to die on the cross. God, we confess our sins. God, we ask that you forgive us of all of our wrongdoings. God, anything that we may have said or done, any evil thoughts that has come upon our mind, God, we ask for your forgiveness. God, we believe that you are faithful and you are just and you will forgive us from our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we ask that you remove everything that's not of you, those areas with more of your spirit. God, endow us with your spirit from on high. Give us your anointing that will allow us to make the right decisions. Help us to discern where you want us to go, what you want us to do, what you want us to say. God, we believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. We believe in the power of God, and we believe in the power of your word.
And Father, I ask that you touch those who are listening even right now. God, anyone who may be seeking healing, God, we ask that you heal only like you can. Your stripes, God, you said that we are healed. So, God, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. Those who are seeking deliverance, those who need a miracle, those who need a breakthrough, those who are seeking freedom, God, I speak freedom in the name of Jesus. Those who even need peace, I speak peace in the name of Jesus. God, I believe that there is nothing too hard for you. For with you, God, nothing will be impossible. And so, God, I just ask that you do what you do best, which is to be God. God, we thank you for what you have done for us. God, we thank you for what you're doing even right now and what's to come. And God, we pray for this entire nation. We pray for this world. God, we understand, we realize that these things had to happen or have to happen. But God, we pray that you keep us covered under your blood. Keep us from the violence. Keep us from the evil. And help us to continue to let our light shine. God, help us to be the people that you were returned for. God, help us to walk in righteousness, talk in righteousness, and to live out in righteousness. God, we love you, we honor you, and we'll forever give your name all the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, at this time, we're going to turn it over to Brother Rob for our Purpose Kingdom announcement.
All right, all right. Excellent program tonight. Greatly appreciate the message that was brought forth. We thank you so much for providing us with the word. Real quickly, this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you are, whether you listen to us online or via phone, we greatly appreciate your listenership and support for us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we also appreciate those that share with their friends and family members, letting them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.brawltalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. When we do a live show, we do have a calling number, which is 319-527-6091. Anytime you want to talk to any one of our hosts, you just press the number 1. Okay, we also invite you to check out our Facebook page, which is at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. We can see our upcoming shows and advertisements, and from time to time, we do make major announcements on the social media pages as well as others. Also have a radio network, which is PKN.com. Please check it out. It has 24 hours of music of inspiration. Okay, if you want to correspond with us via email, you can correspond with us at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a praise report. We greatly appreciate that. And also, if you're in need of a Bible, just leave your contact information, and we'll see about getting you a Bible. All right, and tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for It's Your Story, So Tell It, and that's going to be hosted by Mother Janice Hudson. Once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for It's Your Story, So Tell It, and that's hosted by Mother Janice Hudson. All right, with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements. I want to turn the show back over to Minister Jackson, and Minister Jackson, excellent show tonight.
All right, thank you, Brother Rob. Excuse me. All right, so again, just a quick recap. We've talked about changing your perspective on the little things. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. We read in Job 8:7 that though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. And our other scripture, Philippians 1:6, being confident. Let's get back to my notes. He that began a good work will complete it, well, is able to complete it into the day, he that began a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of completion, until Christ Jesus. So use those two scriptures to encourage yourself and encourage others, like, hey, don't despise those little moments or those little things. Quick story I want to share, like I said, very, very quick. So I was reading. Let me find it right quick. Okay, so I was reading this devotional, and there's one thing that I learned, still talking about those small things. I was reading in my devotional, and so let me read this little small excerpt, and it says, most things start small. Have you ever heard the Serenity Prayer? It goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. It was first prayed in a little church in Massachusetts by theologian Reinhold Niebuhr during a Sunday morning service. Only a small group of people were in attendance that day, but one person liked the prayer, and after the service, he asked Niebuhr for a copy. Here, Niebuhr responded, handing over a crumpled piece of paper. I doubt if I'll ever have any more use for it. Well, guess what? Next to the Lord's Prayer is the most used prayer in the world. Isn't it ironic that Niebuhr's prayer became so popular? Evidently, his perspective wasn't too good because he didn't know what he had. With that story in mind, that lets us know that you never know who in the room needs what you have. That's why I said you got to look at it as an opportunity and not so much as another event or another service. So though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And everything that he has placed inside of you, the things that he has placed inside of you, those gifts, those talents, remember, he's going to allow it to perform and it's going to be completed until Christ Jesus. So not just a one-time event. You're gonna really carry it out. So being confident. Be confident in what you have, who you have, who you belong to. So be confident in it, that if he began a good work in you, if he started it in you, then he's going to carry it out, and he's going to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So, again, Philippians 1 and 6 and Job 8 and 7. So change your perspective on the little things. So I would like to thank everyone, all of our online listeners, those who called in on the phone. Thank you for tuning in for tonight's segment. Really do appreciate it. Again, I am Arthenius Colvin with One Touch Transformation, and I would like to just briefly let you know about our 10-year celebration. So I told you that it's been 10 years since the organization has been formed, and so we are having a 10-year celebration in Hartsfield, South Carolina. The address is 221 North 5th Street at the Addition. So we're going to be celebrating Saturday, April the 13th at 7 p.m. Again, that's in Hartsfield, April 13th at 7 p.m., our 10-year celebration and also our scholarship gala. So we're going to go blue and celebrate the beauty of freedom. And honor Sexual Assault Awareness Month, One Touch Transformation is celebrating 10 years of raising awareness in the PD and surrounding communities in South Carolina. Funds from our event will also go towards one of the SMU, Francis Mary University, African American Faculty and Staff Coalition scholarships. Our special guest speaker for that evening is trauma recovery coach and Hartsfield native, Nefertari Smalls. So we are expecting to have a great time. I am expecting another opportunity or great opportunity to share what God has done, not just for me, but for others who have come through or participated and supported, and the paths that I've crossed, the people that I've met while doing One Touch Transformation. So, again, this is not just my celebration, but this is a celebration for everyone who I've come in contact with throughout these 10 years because they have been so supportive. So, again, that is April 13th at 7 p.m. in Hartsfield, South Carolina at the Addition. If you are not able to attend and would like to support, you can go to One Touch Transformation on our Facebook page, and we'll have ways that you can support. You can either purchase a ticket through the link that's provided, or you could send a donation through our PayPal account. Like I said, all of this information is posted on our page of Facebook. Just type in One Touch Transformation. So, again, you cannot overlook those little things. Because remember, everything big was once small. So keep those scriptures in mind, Job 8 and 7, Philippians 1 and 6. Change your perspective on the little things. So I hope that you enjoy tonight's segment. I hope that you were able to gain something from what was said. I pray that you have a wonderful rest of the evening and pray that you have a wonderful rest of the week. I love you, and God loves you even more. All right, guys, y'all have a good night.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.